Mark is a couple weeks ago was talking about how it was heavy in his heart, where people attacking the Old Testament, and especially God's law, God's Ten Commandments. I wanted to read these to you. I want you to hear them thundering from Sinai, right? And I'm just summarizing these. You shall have no other God before me. You shall not make or worship an idol. You shall not use God's name in vain. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not lie. You shall not covet. Now, when we think of these commandments, they're pretty demanding. But the psalmist said in Psalm 119:97, he says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." So he didn't just say, "I love the law." It was like, "Oh, I love the law." I mean, he emphasized it. Like we would say, you know, "I love lasagna," but you say, "Oh, I love lasagna." So for us Christians, we should love the law. And and the reason why is here. One reason is Romans 2:15 says that the law is written on our hearts. So what God had written on stone, he's now, for us Christians, has written it on our hearts. Now it's internal. Ezekiel prophesied this in 36, verses 26 and 27, where he says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." So now I want to read the commandments again, summarize them again. But instead of looking at these demands, I want you to look at them as promises. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make and worship idols. Because I've given you a new heart and new desire, you will not steal. You will not lie. You will not commit adultery. You will not covet. I love them as promises. That's why Mark spoke of how it grieves him and it moves him here in those, because they are promises now to us that we are saved. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your law. Lord, just help glorify us and mold us into the image of your Son every day. In Jesus' name, amen.